It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Study finds microplastics in brain cells. Ankara, a study by Turkish scientists, which found the existence of microplastics in brain cells, will shed light on whether these products, used daily, are a factor in Alzheimer's, multiple sclerosis, MS, stroke and cerebral hemorrhage in the future. The study conducted by Emre Keltiksi at Turkey's Gazi University Medical School Neurosurgery Department and Sedat Gundogju from Kukurova University's Fisheries Faculty was featured in a documentary in Canada and published as an article in the New York Times. Pointing out that people have been intertwined with plastics for 100 years, Keltiksi said, "For instance, when water is put into a plastic bottle, small pieces of plastic begin to separate, and most of the separated pieces are made up of parts that are too small to be seen by the eye, called nano. Thus, they can pass unhindered to any part of the body. These are called microplastics." Keltiksi said he contacted the Microplastics Working Group in 2022 and examined studies conducted. He explained that he turned to the subject after no study in the scientific literature showing if microplastics were found in the brain due to environmental factors. Highlighting that the brain is very different from other organs, Keltiksi said, "There is a blood-brain barrier in the brain. Not everything in the blood passes exactly to the brain. For example, there is no barrier between the vessels and the liver, but there is in the brain. There is filtering even in the transmission of blood in the brain. Because when brain cells come into direct contact with blood, even healthy blood, it damages the brain. Therefore, we wanted to see if microplastics pass into the brain and if the blood-brain barrier prevents this," he said. In a preliminary study, we examined the MRI images of stage 4 tumors that the brain produces itself. These tumors normally destroy the blood-brain barrier by disrupting it. We identified the tumor that disrupts the blood-brain barrier, and MRI images show that the blood-brain barrier is not disrupted. In the surgery, we took samples from the areas of the patient's brain where the blood-brain barrier was and was not disrupted and examined whether there were microplastics in them. As a result of the examinations, we determined that there were microplastics all over the damaged and undamaged brain cells. We are currently continuing to collect samples within the scope of the study and will work on 50 different samples one by one. Keltiksi stated, "We have shown that microplastics are present in brain cells. The question is, do microplastics cause diseases such as dementia, MS, Alzheimer's? Also, do they affect brain hemorrhages and stroke?" Keltiksi said a group preparing a documentary on the effects of plastics in Canada heard about the study and contacted the Turkish scientists.